would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Like yesterday, today I had interactions from two Mormons, the gentleman in Utah and the lady here in town. So that process is continuing, and I just find it marvelous because it's a contrast between them and the PCA. But again, they stand on a fallacy. I'm sorry, Joseph Smith lied. I respect them. I respect that they believe in what Joseph Smith, that he is a prophet, but I'm sorry, he's not. And I think, you know, at least they're willing to engage me in rational dialogue on. One of them actually said we need to continue this today, which is amazing. Whereas those that say the scripture is the final authority, no, what's the difference between them and Joseph Smith? Well, basically, anyway. It's been fascinating. I had a delightful dialogue today on the we are discussing what it is to rebuke or reprove, and we have been going to delve deeply into 1 John 5:17, Anyway, it's a delightful dialogue. It'd be great to share with my own family. To be able to go to something that is that deep and engage in dialogue is marvelous. There's a joy because it's a joy in getting insight in who the Lord is. It's wonderful. In the Lord's grace, He's made me very busy. I actually had a phone call. I talked to my friend Chris. You know, Chris is just in Athens, just up the street. Alejandro is in Argentina, on the other side of the southern hemisphere of the world. I mean, I'm just still dumbfounded the difference in the way the world is compared to what it was some years back. So we had a delightful conversation today, So that's keeping me very busy, which is rather important, because if I was idle, I'd go nuts, like certain gentlemen in London right now. But it's interesting. We've had some interesting discussions on that issue. But the other thing is, to my joy, I even just a little while ago got an email that I had to respond to from my Julia. It is a wonderful thing that at least one of my kids continues to interact with me. The joy that brings is remarkable. Please remember, I have put out the formal invitation to George to come and spend time with me, including specifically the offer was to come spend time with me. And we're talking potentially months in order to eat with me and hike with me. Because I think it'll literally change his life, so that's offers on the table, and actually it's on the table to others, especially my wife. Because beyond question, I love my wife, and I want her back.